For years and years and years, the dog has been man's best friend, but now chickens are edging their way into that spot because chickens are pretty awesome.
So awesome, in fact, that they have their own Chicken of the Month Club, and let's see if dogs can do that. This is where you can give 2 chickens to a family in need by only giving $28 a month.
If somebody were to give me 2 chickens and go, here you go, here are 2 chickens, do something with them, I would have no idea. I would probably name them. I would dress them up in sweaters.
None of that.
Yeah, but none of that does any good, but... In developing countries, people know what to do with chickens. Chickens provide a ton of eggs, which can provide income for a family that is struggling to break the cycle of poverty. They also provide nutrition for families. Don't tell the chickens that part. But they also can sell the chicks in the marketplace. It's a great source of income. We all talk about side hustles. This is a way you can invest in a family to help them break the cycle of poverty for just $28 a month.
And it's by giving a chicken. So text the word chicken to 91979. That's chicken to 91979.
And all of this is made possible through our friends at Food for the Hungry. They do so much great work for the underserved and underprivileged, and you can be a part of that today. We'd love to have you get involved. Again, text chicken to 91979. Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast. These are the things that we did not get to during the course of the show today. This might be a little bit of a faster cast because we have a pep rally to go to. I love pep rallies. I haven't been to one since high school. Weren't Friday pep rallies the best on football days? You didn't have football at your school, did you, Rock?
No, it was too small.
Okay, like on mudding days, like when everyone got together and went mudding. Did you guys have that? What did your school do? Like, it was a really small school, and you graduated high school, right?
Yes. We had volleyball. We had soccer.
You had soccer. Okay.
How many kids?
That surprises me. Somehow, because when you talk about your school, this is your own fault, because you've painted it in such a picture.
I don't know if it's my fault. You have painted it. You have added on to it.
All right. Well, because the story about the squirrel killing all your power, that one day blowing up in the Transformer, I literally picture your school, the school you went to for your education, your formative years, of literally being a tiny, dark room with 5 people in it. Like, that's legitimately how I picture your school.
I have the same view.
Do you really?
I do.
Okay.
How many kids were at your school?
Like, that's a good question.
And what was the grade range? Because I went to a small Christian school. It was like K through 12.
Right.
It went from K-4 to your senior year.
But they were all in the same classroom.
See, you're the reason that it's been painted in a certain image.
Maybe.
Let me show you.
I mean, if you had a soccer team, you had at least 11 kids.
Exactly.
You know,
so I'll show you, but no, I know, way. No one else can see. This is the building on the side. You can see it.
Wait, on the side? Like,
is... Yeah, well, like, when, because it has like that gate.
It's the gas station.
Oh my gosh.
7-Eleven.
This is what so it's an actual brick and mortar building.
Kinda, yeah.
It is much bigger than I expected because, yes, I do envision this like tin trailer almost.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry.
It was built in a cow pasture.
Uh-huh.
And yes, a squirrel did take out our electricity at one point. But you know what? I look back on those days because I know a lot of people don't look at their high school or elementary, junior high days and they don't want to go back. But I had a great time. I mean, I look back and I'd go back in a heartbeat.
See, and I'm the
it was
opposite.
So much fun.
I was so glad to get out of high school and move on with my life. Did they do homecoming court or anything? Okay, so you were obviously on homecoming court.
Yes.
Yeah, duh. So
did you set that up thinking she wouldn't say
No. Oh, okay. I figured she would be. She has all her teeth. So like right then and there, you're ahead of the game, you know?
Oh my gosh. And you're the reason people think this about my school.
This is why we hear the band.
So terrible.
Okay, so you're obviously on homecoming court. So for you, you want to remember those days. Me, I wasn't like the most popular kid in school. And so I know, right?
But you had such a winning personality.
Oh, I did, actually. I was a lot of fun, but...
Or were you just loud?
Yeah.
That made me fun. I was loud.
Yeah, but you had the cool kids clique, and I wasn't in the cool kids clique. I was like the funny kid, you know.
What made
What makes the cool kids cool? Like, what actually was a
confidence?
Yeah,
confidence. I'm telling you, after all these years, it's fake, but it's confidence.
I don't agree.
Okay, you're wrong. But that's why I'm a cool kid
now. I think it's confidence, which is, oh no. But I think that it's this almost personality that acts like you do own everything.
Right.
Like you are the king of where you are, no matter what room you're in, no matter what field you're on.
That's confidence.
Stage, it's that.
May I share my 2 cents?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so I think it's not confidence because I think confidence comes after you have those friends behind you and you do have people that are complimenting you. That's where the confidence comes in. But I think at the beginning, it has to do with how cute you are.
Oh,
like if the guys or the girls find you attractive.
If you're good looking, that leads to confidence.
Exactly.
Out of the gate.
True, but I'm saying confidence comes from that.
Needless to say, Gavin and I had zero confidence in high school.
Time out.
I'm bringing you into that.
I was so much better looking than I am now.
Also, you two did a lot more dating in high school than I ever did. I didn't date.
I know.
Never.
And that's crazy.
Never. Like, no, it's not. If you saw the people I was working with, here's the thing. That makes me sound stuck up. What I mean is all the guys I knew, I had known since I was 5.
Right.
And they were 5, 6, 7, whatever. So I had seen the worst.
Right,
I had seen them pick their noses.
Right.
So you can't get past those scenes. Do you know what I'm saying? Anyways, I think it comes from if you can get people to think you're attractive and if you have nice shoes or nice clothes, that makes you stand out.
Right.
A nice vehicle makes you stand out.
That's
it's the
true.
Things that you own that I think make you popular.
Oh, absolutely. I think
in high school, it's all about image.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I think you're right. Those two things go together. When you have that, it leads to more confidence. I remember this one ugly kid got a brand new black Firebird.
You got a Firebird?
Not me. I couldn't afford one.
Oh, Gavin's on fire.
Yeah, and all of a sudden his stock went up like crazy in school. And you're like, wait, what just happened? It's that movie... not Stand By Me. With Matthew, Dr. McDreamy. What is his name? Can't Buy Me Love. With
my goodness, what's his
Dr.
name?
Dr. McDreamy from Grey's. Anatomy. We all know
Patrick Dempsey.
Yes. I was like, right now people are yelling at their radio. It's Patrick Dempsey, you knucklehead. like it's that movie, like lived out. Like I never
saw that movie.
Oh, I loved it. Like growing up, like that was a fun coming of age movie for me. So anyway, back to pep rallies. We have a meeting today about Support Drive coming up next week. That's why we got off on this. So Support Drive is next week. If you want to support the Ministry of Way FM, you keep the podcast going. You keep it being free, all of that good stuff. We love when you do that, and you can do it at wayfm.com and just say, hey, I'm a potty in the comments, because they look at that stuff, and they're looking at how active our potties are, and it matters, you know? And so thank you. If you want to help out, that'd be huge. But the thing about it is we have this meeting that came up today, and it says Support Drive
Pep Rally.
Right. Well, that's what it says, Pep Rally. And so I'm like, all right, good. We're going to have some fun, get ready to go for this thing, have some lunch, and everybody talk about blah, blah, blah. And our boss comes in, and I'm like, Ron, so we're doing a Pep Rally day. He's like, what? I'm like, Pep Rally. It says it on the calendar. He's like, it's a meeting. You just ruined
it. At least he was very
he's
quick
honest
with
about
it.
Yeah. But like earlier today, I told Betty, I said, it's going to be a meeting. It's not going to be a fun thing. It's going to be horrible. And she's like, now, Wally, you are just so pert and you're negative. Why are you so negative all the time? And I said, you know what? I'm going to be hopeful. You're right. I'm going to be hopeful this one time that it's not going to live down to my expectations. It's not going to just be another boring meeting masquerading as a pep rally. And
you raised him up.
Yeah, she raised me up just to take me out. And then an hour and a half later, here comes Ron. And that's my boss walking in voice music. And then all of a sudden it's like, meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I was right. I hate being right all the time.
But
it's true.
I think it could turn out better than you think.
We've done this a million. Like, we've done these before. Like, there's
Gavin,
this, we
don't,
have,
don't jump on
But if
Wally's
you base it off
wagon.
Of former right. meetings, the expectation.
I know, but History. Here's the thing. Maybe we could make a game of it. Remember that one time we were
on make a drinking game of it.
we should play like meeting bingo. Wouldn't that be fun?
Actually, that would be interesting. I wonder if there is something I could look this up.
If we did like a bingo for Wally asks three questions after complaining.
Oh, you're almost like a scavenger hunt type thing.
Yeah. Or what else could be on that?
I do like meeting bingo that we could have on our phones and just go back and forth when someone sees something that happens. That's kind of funny.
Maybe there we should ask our potties.
I am on like Google. There are sheets we can print out. There's like awkward silence. I'm going to turn it over to blank. Oh, you're muted. I don't think we're doing
that's
Zoom.
Zoom yeah.
Sometimes though.
Yeah.
This one is going to have some
Zooming.
It's kind
of funny. Okay.
I will, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to let people know, hey, if you haven't joined our potty group yet, you should. Go to facebook.com/Wally Show. And if you go to groups, you can join the potty group. And what I do there is I keep you updated on the multiple times that I forget to upload the podcast or I upload the wrong one. I want to ask people questions from things that we've talked about on the podcast. Aftercast. So join that. I think what I'll do today is I'll ask people what should we put on our bingo card,
okay.
Our meeting bingo card.
All right. Well, there you go. So pep rally, that'll be fun. Looking forward to it. This is kind of interesting. Yeah, a group of Republican senators sent a letter to the Justice Department on Tuesday expressing strong opposition to creating a federal no-fly list for unruly passengers.
Oh, this thing.
So at first I thought, why on earth would you be upset about that? Like passengers that cause a disturbance, wreck everybody else's day, assault flight attendants, why on earth would this be a problem for you?
Mm-hmm.
And it stems back to COVID and back to masks. Because what they're saying is that most of these recent disturbances on planes have involved masks. Out of the 5,981 cases, 4,290 were mask related. So
whoa.
I mean, so what they're saying is you got people that don't agree on the mask. Not everybody does. So why are you going to penalize these people for life and treat them as a terrorist where you could never fly again? And so they don't want a federal one of that. And there's part of me that agrees on this because we are in a weird time where people are acting the fool and doing things they wouldn't normally do because this is a really charged, sadly, political and politicized area of our lives right now. So, yeah, I don't think punishing someone for now being unruly and being taken off, one thing, assaulting somebody, absolutely, you know what?
Yeah.
You lost your darn mind and you lost your privileges, absolutely. But there are times where no one's gotten into a fight and they've just been unruly and then been taken off. And so, that to me, I don't think should have you banned for life. Now, flights, like different airlines already have their own. No, banned flight list, they can ban people because it's a private company, so they can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what these senators are saying, like, hey, let the companies do it. Don't make it federal. But then Delta is trying to get all of the airlines to ban together to share their
lists. That's smart.
Right, because then they're like, okay, we don't want other people on other airlines hurting other flight attendants. Again,
right.
I think it comes down to level and intent and violence. That's your delineation point. The other is stupid. It's annoying, but again, it's not a life sentence, you know, like being labeled as a terrorist in essence. You know, I don't think that's that the punishment doesn't fit the crime there.
But don't you think, like, I'm speaking from my own experience. I know going into buying tickets for a flight, I know I'm going to be told I have to wear a mask.
Absolutely.
So I prepare myself for that. I may not agree with it.
Right.
I may think masks don't do make any difference. It doesn't matter. But the thing is that it's not my plane.
Right.
And if I want to get to where I'm going, I have to comply.
Right.
But I don't think putting my own beliefs or forcing my own beliefs through violence in a metal tunnel up 10,000 feet or whatever from the ground is the right position to state my claim.
When you say violence, I agree with you 100%. Absolutely. When you say I do the same thing. I am complying. I am complicit in this because I don't necessarily agree with it. I think the science is flawed. I think they have no idea what is what, and they keep changing it, and it's not consistent, and it's not doing what they were hoping it would do.
Right.
And it is further dividing our country. So that being said, though, if a private company says, this is what you have to do, I have to wear a shirt when I go on a plane, I will wear a shirt.
Yeah.
If they're saying I have to wear a mask, I will wear the mask if I want to travel. It annoys the crud out of me, but I'll do it. But we're rational, remotely rational people. Not everybody's in that place. Other people, other things set you off, and it's you're having your worst day kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And for some people, they do see it as a thing of, I am giving up freedom, and they feel like I am fighting for freedom in this country because they look at it like this is the first step to a landslide. Right. And I get that because the left, and look, here's my politics, and I know people are like, you're so one-sided. Well, guess what? I'm not a newscaster. Guess what? It's an opinion show. And if you don't like it, listen to something else. Boo. Okay, anyway. So, like, for me, the left is leaning towards socialistic things and things I don't like, programs I don't like. And so I don't want them unchecked, honestly, you know. And now I don't like the ultra right wing conservative either. I'm a moderate, man. I'm down the middle for the most part. So I get why people, though, stand up and fight that. I had a lady email me the other day when I talked about the booster shot. And she's like, if you're getting it because you believe, and she was so kind, first of all, she's so kind. And she's like, if you're getting it because you believe it's a health thing and you want it and stuff like that, by all means. But if you're doing it just because you want to go on your cruise and make it easier on yourself, boy, that's not good. And she's 100% right. I said this over a year and a half ago. I said, the way they're going to get you is not money. They're going to get you by inconveniencing you. And that's the case for me. I don't want to be further inconvenienced on my vacation. So I got the dumb shot, you know? And so, and I told you a year and a half ago, that's what they were going to do. And I'm part of the problem. If you're a patriot and you're like, this country's going to HE double hockey sticks in a handbasket because people are complicit, then I'm part of that problem, you know. I don't see I see the problems in that. I don't see the vaccine as something that's going to give me cancer or kill me or hurt me. And so that was where I found my point. Like, all right, fine, I'm going to do this just so I can live my life. But the irony is, so many places you are vaccinated and you're like, good, I can do whatever I need to do now. And it's like, no, you still have to wear a mask. You're still treated like everyone's unvaccinated. Crazy town. And that's why people are getting so stupid angry.
Yeah, because if the thing is like you were comparing it with wearing a shirt or shoes. Right. Like they say, no shirt, no shoes, no service. But the thing is everybody agrees pretty much.
Right, exactly.
Everyone agrees. But when it comes to mask.
You don't want this out there in public.
No, we do not. But when it comes to a mask, everybody has differing opinions.
Because
and
it's been politicized.
But and it's tied to your views on
it
how
is
you feel
so,
politically.
Yeah, it is so not health related anymore. The mask has become divisive and it has become a symbol of your political leanings. Mm-hmm. What's really funny for me is my wife and I go to restaurants, we go shopping, blah, blah, blah. She wears her mask. She still is wearing it. She's now got her booster shot, she had a really bad experience again. All three shots have made her wicked sick for 2 days. But she still, to this day, because it makes her feel comfortable, she wears her mask. I'm like, you know what? If it makes you more comfortable and you're not going to freak out when we get home and think you got exposed, great. Zero problem. But I'm over there without my mask, just walking around like, hey, what's going on? Mm-hmm. And I'm sure people look at us like,
and the science says that you're very protected.
The science says I should be fine. Yeah. The science says if you believe the science that if I get it, then I'm gonna be mildly sick probably.
Yeah. Now you're just getting closer and back to that idea of what you're passing is just what anybody would pass before COVID, which is mostly just
I'll get more antibodies.
A cold.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So I don't know. So I've done what I've been asked to do, and so I've hit my limit on it. Like I'm like, okay, I've done all your stuff. Enough. You know, and I know there are a lot of people that feel that way as well. Mm-hmm. And so you're finally starting to see now politically and things like this, states and everybody starting to back off. You're watching California back off a little bit. The hypocrisy of the Super Bowl was crazy. No one has masks on. Yeah. But then the following Monday, all their kids are masked up like mad.
Yeah, I saw a meme where it was taken from like this guy. I don't know what the movie is, but he's an astronaut and he's beaten up against a wall and it's him like looking through a window and he's like, no. And they're like the California kids watching the Super Bowl. And they're seeing all these people not wearing masks, have to wear them to school.
So great.
Come on.
Is that Matthew McConaughey one?
Oh. Is it Matthew McConaughey?
I think so. I don't know.
With Sandra Bullock?
No.
No, that was George Clooney.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was.
This one was like...
I thought it was a Matt Damon.
Oh, well, Matt Damon was the Martian. This is the one where his daughter was in, like, it was an alternate unit. He found, like, a black hole. What was his daughter's name in that? Oh, Murph. His daughter's name was Murph in it. And I think it begins with an I.
Movie. It's probably like
Interstellar. Yeah. There we go. Whew, got
people
there.
Were screaming at their...
I know. People must scream at this. I have a feeling people scream at the Aftercast a lot.
Probs.
Like probably if I'm talking about masks and you don't agree with that, my position on, they're like, you're such an idiot. But I do really appreciate our potties more than you know, because I really don't get a lot of flaming emails from potties. Typically, like this other lady that emailed me, she was so kind. And so it elicited a kind response back from me. It could have been very political, but it wasn't. So that's why I really love the potties. Betty Rock, what do you got?
Okay, so funny little story.
You forgot.
My computer needed to restart, and I thought it would just be a little bit.
It turns out it's still restarting?
Yeah, it still needs 5 more minutes.
Oh.
But
I have something.
I could use Gavin's computer and pull up exactly what I need.
Either way, I've got something that's entertainment related, too.
Is it on our
whatever you want to do. I have to get pull up birthdays anyway.
Oh, okay. All right. We'll just go ahead and do that. I'll do this story.
Okay.
So if you were curious, like the man who got more coverage of his death than any comedian and just about more than any dignitary is still in the news. It's crazy.
Well, I don't know why this.
Saget,
why does this bother you so much?
I'm just tired of it. Like he's still in the news, man. And this time because the family filed a lawsuit to block the release of the records of the investigation of his death, which instantly makes you think, cover up. And that's so wrong.
I saw that article.
Did you?
Yeah, because it was like, we don't want to know anymore because it might hurt our mental health. Okay,
yes.
I respect that.
Right.
I'm not in that position. But it also makes you think, were there some skeletons in the closet that you're like,
What I think.
And you can cover it up by claiming grief.
I know.
See,
and
that's your jaded
that.
Side
so
coming
excited.
Through on me, and
I
don't like it.
But it's you, too. Yeah. I mean, there's something that makes you go, oh, no, I don't know. Because when they said it was incurred by an unwitnessed fall, probably is what led to his death of blunt force trauma, you're like,
okay, let me plant another seed.
Please do.
Oh, here we go.
What if it wasn't? That wasn't the real reason he passed.
I didn't think it was from the very beginning. Nope.
Oh.
Assassination.
Yeah, it's Dave Coulier. Cut it out. He had enough being second banana in that show. He did it, man.
Oh, my gosh. See, this is terrible. The man did good work.
I know. That's
we
what
need to
say.
Respect that.
He would appreciate the humor. He was a comedian.
Yeah. Oh, trust me. He was dark.
What if he's not dead?
That would be crazy too.
He wanted to just walk away.
Yeah, that would be crazy. He would respect. He would respect the conversation. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, he would. So anyway, they were saying that they don't want this released, and already like news agencies have petitioned for the information as part of a. You have to file for public records, I guess. That's how you get like those 911 calls and things like that. They have to file for them, and so they've already done that, and so the family is. I think they received an injunctive relief, at least temporarily, blocking it. So it'll be interesting. But his family did say, as we continue to mourn together, we ask everyone to remember the laughter that Bob brought to this world and the lesson he taught us to be kind to everyone and to let the people that you know, that you love, love them.
Okay. That's the message from TV's dad.
There you go.
And we have to let that be what it is.
I know. It's so funny, like, when someone's... Sometimes people hide behind... things to mask the real issue, like the thing of grief. Like grief is an easy thing to hide behind. I see more kids today hiding behind mental health, and they use it as a shield to you can't argue that, because if you argue it, you're the worst person in the world. Like, this friend of ours, their daughter was going through a breakup, and the guy was like, "You're damaging my mental health." And you're like, "No, you're just being a tool shed," you know? And so, and it's like, you're hiding behind that because no one can say anything. It's like when people say, "Well, God told me that I'm supposed to do this." You go, "Well, if God told you, I can't tell you any different, I guess." It's like the trump card that you play, you know? I think people use mental health, sadly, I think people use that now. Is a really weak excuse or defense to things that they don't want to deal with. And because then it weakens and it really does hurt. It's the boy who cries wolf kind of thing. It really does hurt the people that have it and should be saying, "Hey, this is messing with me. I don't want to engage in this," you know?
Mm-hmm. Very true. Very true. I agree with you.
Did your computer get going? Did you get Gavin's?
It says it has about a minute remaining, but I do have Gavin's.
Go!
So all is well. For birthdays?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go for birthdays.
We've got Abby for her mom, Sabrina. Yay. Happy birthday. Said she is so much fun. She is kind and caring.
Nice.
Haley wants to wish her sister, Chelsea, a happy birthday. Happy birthday, Chelsea. Haley said that Chelsea is her best sister, great mom, who is expecting her.
Yeah,
I don't know. Sister? Let's just go over it. Let's just.
That's like on the show the other day. Some lady was like, "I would only donate." I'm gonna re-donate my organs again. I recheck it, but right now, as it stands, I haven't done that. And the only person I would donate to is my son. I'm like, "What about your daughter?" And I was hoping she was gonna say, "Oh, I have a daughter," but she's like, "No, I don't have a daughter." I'm like, "Oh, I thought
you didn't ask her if she had another son."
I know. Yeah, it's true.
Okay, so she said Chelsea is her best sister, great mom, who is expecting her fourth kid any day now.
Congratulations.
She keeps the Wally show on during the day to keep her sane. Wow.
That's odd.
That is odd.
Good luck.
That'd be the last thing I do. Okay.
Maybe the three insane people make you seem less insane and more sane.
Maybe so.
So maybe that's it.
We need to surround ourselves with insane people. The question, she wants to know, what is your most ridiculous sibling fight? She said, "My brother tried to declare war on me and my sister, woke up on the wrong side of the bed and accepted the fight, so they fought over nothing."
Oh, wow. That's
so
funny.
Your most ridiculous fight with your sibling.
Oof, it's been so long since I've been in the house with them.
I feel
Gavin,
like you
you're
would
probably
have a lot.
Gavin, you're probably more recent with, and you have younger siblings too. And Betty has no siblings.
But I'm so conflict averse that
even to your younger siblings,
it just wasn't ever a huge deal. The most drama that we'd ever get to is if there was like roughhousing.
Yeah.
Usually, this was back because my brother's like about 6'1" now, so this was back when I was the tall one.
Sure.
But you know, if I like hit him or if we were playing football and tackled him too hard,
yep.
he would start crying.
Yeah.
I'd get a stuffed animal and try and like, you know, bribe him to stop crying so that I wouldn't get in trouble.
Uh-huh.
But that was the most drama that we two ever got into.
I had the same thing with my little brother when he was, now he's like 6'1", 6'2", yep. And could whoop me.
Ooh. Why are we the short one?
I don't know. But then, like when he was little, Earl Campbell was a running back for the Houston Oilers, I think. Or I think it was Oilers or Cowboys. I forget which. It might have been the Cowboys. Earl Campbell. But so we would watch football and stuff. And then we'd roughhouse. And I remember one time I clocked him in the head. It was Oilers?
Oilers, yeah.
Clocked him in the head, and it made the worst sound ever. I thought, he might not wake up. and then I'm like, "Come on, little Earl. Come on, little Earl. Be tough, little Earl." So then anytime I would hurt him, I'd call him little Earl.
Aww.
So that like he wouldn't go tell my mom, you know, because I don't want to get in trouble. So the same thing.
Did you ever fight with your sisters?
My sister, my youngest sister and I, we didn't, because she was a lot younger than me, so we didn't, I was older, so we didn't interact a ton. My older sister was same way. My middle sister, Jenny, and I, we probably did chip at each other, but we really did get along. We still get along to this day. And I cannot think of a time. I know I was a pesky little kid. I used to like drive them nuts because I used to like just mess with them. But I can't think of a real fight that I got into with her. I'm sure we did over like borrowing the car or something, but I can't think of anything.
My brother and sister were both much more argument. They've argued with each
argumentative,
other.
Yeah.
Because my brother can be sort of like a know-it-all type person, and then my sister just doesn't want to be wrong in a lot of cases. So whenever we would argue, it would be me telling them to shush. it up because I just didn't like the arguing.
There you go.
Aww.
That's healthy.
But I wasn't like a good big brother, like, oh, let's work this out. It was more just like, guys, shut up.
Yeah, leave me alone. I'm trying to watch Harry Potter alone. Wondering what it's like to have friends.
Bless.
Me and my imaginary friend Harry are going to
bless.
Oh, man.
I had friends.
I know you did. I know you did.
I don't know if he really knows you yet.
You know, you probably have more friends than I have, actually. Like, you keep in contact with your friends. Like, because your college buddies, yeah. Like, you still do stuff with them. That's so long ago for me. I don't. And I didn't have a lot of friends in college. That was a big deal for me. College was, I was getting in and getting out. I already was married my last year. And so I didn't care about the fun of college kind of thing. Mine were so all professional.
I was just so far from family or just anybody that I did actually know. So it was just like I had to create the family there.
Yeah, yeah. Aww. Yeah, I didn't do that.
Poor little innocent no friend Gavin.
Yeah, they were all fake.
There's your name of your podcast. All right, that's going to do it for your Aftercast today. And as always, thanks for being a potty.